House Committee on Judiciary, full committee hearing Friday, April 19th, 1991, 1 p.m., hearing room 357, work session.
I'd like to call the meeting of the House Judiciary Committee, full committee to order. On our agenda today, House Bills 3114, 2994, 2837, 3349, 3348, 3165, 2660, 3112. 3112. Prior to delving into that work session, let me just say there was a bill that we all listened to the debate on this morning that is going to make its way back to the Judiciary Committee. I am supremely confident that our counsel rendered the correct opinion on the floor, and have the utmost confidence in counsel.
Not one of those nine jobs that got kicked out of the legislative budget in your mind?
No. But that. But I expect we'll have it back up here, and it was all right. And we'll send it right back down and alleviate all the fears of all those members who failed to fully comprehend all that was done.
The subtleties of the judiciary.
We're not done.
I invite Representative Burton to come testify as to his concerns.
Yes. Well, that's good. We'll have him up. All right, counsel, with that work session, open the work session, House Bill 3114.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3114 was introduced at the request of Representative Mannix and was initially brought to the legislature by the Support Enforcement Division of the Department of Justice. It's a relatively narrow bill, and it allows paternity to be established by the Support Enforcement Division prior to the birth of a child when both parents submit signed affidavits that, in fact, the child is the father's or the alleged father's, and or under circumstances where it's a default is taken. It will have limited impact, but for those situations where it's appropriate, it will be administratively available.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Council. Representative Mannix, discussion on House Bill 3114.
I move the dash one amendments, which incorporates what the subcommittee did.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves the amendments. Dash one amendments. House Bill 3114. Is there discussion on the amendments? Is there Representative Johnson?
Excuse me. I haven't had a chance to review the bill, but is there any appeal to a real court? Like the administrative? There is.
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, there is an appeal into the case. Is basically certified into the circuit court, and it's the same place where all paternity disputes go.
Is that de novo, or is that just some kind of review?
It's a de novo review.
De novo, okay, fine.
Canine bills up today?
Further questions? Is there an objection to the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Representative Mannix moves.
I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 3114 to the floor due pass as amended to the floor due pass recommendation. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bauman.
We heard testimony that the test to determine if an unborn child will determine the paternity of an unborn. A child is not particularly safe, it's not particularly favored by the medical profession. I have the impression that it's also, in addition to not being generally available, that it's not particularly conclusive at that stage. If it weren't an adversarial proceeding, I don't see why it'd need any proceeding.
Thank you, laughter. Representative Bauman.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
The laughter has nothing to do with that at all. In regard to this, the test is only one alternative. People can also sign sworn statements acknowledging paternity. And there is this newer genetic test. What we're trying to do is say that for a long term, that despite whatever scientific advances may occur, that we're ready to allow this administrative procedure to proceed to establish paternity in appropriate circumstances. That you don't have to wait till the child is born if the mother wants to have paternity established. The Department of Justice is not implementing that policy at this time. This bill does not require them to do so, but should they decide to do so in the future, they may do so. Thank you.
Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk will call the roll. House Bill 3114.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Thank you. Representative Bowman?
No.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
No.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks? Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3114 is passed to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Representative Mannix?
Thank you.
Carry that bill. Thank you. Close work session, House Bill 3114. Open the work session, House Bill 2994. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2994 makes various changes regarding domestic violence arrests and court procedures.
No.
The most significant changes are that clarification that a police officer, when making an arrest, is not required to arrest both parties, specifying what factors an officer would consider when making the arrest of an alleged assailant, deleting the court's authority to order mutual restraining orders, requiring each petition filed under the Family Abuse Prevention Act have an identified petitioner, and expanding who may personally serve a restraining order.
Thank you, Council.
It's okay.
Discussion on House Bill 2994.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
I think it's probably appropriate to explain to the full committee that the bill that's in front of you is substantially different than the bill that was originally brought to us.
Most of those you sponsor are.
Proceed.
Please go right ahead, Representative Clark.
One for time and time.
In the following way.
Citizen legislator.
Touche.
Okay. Proceed.
Under current law, Mr. Chair, that in a domestic disturbance, the officer is supposed to arrest and take into custody the alleged assailant. What happens quite frequently is the police officer arrests both parties. This bill sort of helps explain that the police officer is not required to arrest both parties and tries to define who the alleged assailant is. It's substantially different than the notion of creating this idea of a primary physical aggressor, which was what the bill was originally. And I think it's probably much more workable. And although I don't have his authority to speak for him, I did talk to Representative Menace on the floor one day and mentioned him that this was the direction we were going. He seemed to be a little bit more comfortable with this direction. To the extent that we're simply trying to define what is a peace officer's current obligation. So I think it's probably a more workable bill than it was before.
Thank you, Representative Clark. Further discussion, House Bill 2994. The dash twos need to be embraced. Or are
yes, they need to be embraced.
Is there a motion on the dash twos? Representative Bowman. Thank you. Representative Bowman moves the amendments to the dash two amendments, House Bill 2994. Further discussion? Is there objection to the adoption of the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there further motion on the bills amended? Representative Bowman moves House Bill 2994 as amended to the floor where they do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
I can't. Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2994 is passed to the floor. Representative Clark?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Carry this, please. Thank you so much. Close the work session, House Bill 2994. Open the work session, House Bill 2837. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2837 is sponsored by Representative Markham. It requires courts to excuse people at least 70 years old who prefer not to serve as jurors without having to have those prospective jurors explain why jury duty is inconvenient or a burden.
Thank you, Council. Is there further discussion on House Bill 2837, Representative Professor Mason?
I have some familiarity with this, and I appreciate the sentiment behind it, but I think the present provisions under sub 1 cover this just fine, and why there's a presumption at 70 you get out of jury duty, I don't know. I'm going to vote against the bill.
We'll send the seniors over to you after the thing's over.
Oh, thank you. Further discussion? Simply say Representative Markham did not feel he needed to be present today. This is his bill.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Why not? Yes, I think, well, assuming it's able to...
Does he qualify?
Pass out of this.
Oh, conflict.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Johnson?
I believe it's the dynamic Douglas County duo that's going to be carrying this.
Fine. Well, again, we're assuming.
Representative, was that Clark?
Yes, Representative Clark.
Last time I checked.
Representative Kelly.
I was not, I don't think, present during the vote and maybe even the testimony on the bill. And I think I'm going to join Representative Mason in voting against the bill and take my chances in facing Representative Markham. The reason is that I have great respect for the wisdom and experience of people over age 70. And I think that that this is a policy determination that we're maybe taking some of our most experienced and wisest citizens and taking them off of juries if they on request. And I'm not sure that that's a necessarily good idea. I'm not completely decided, but that's my hunch. And maybe I could be convinced otherwise if somebody wants to advocate.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Baum.
We had those discussions. I'm sure Representative Maddox is going to address that.
We did.
Precisely what you raised, Representative Clark. Wish we could all be at our different subs, but we can't. But basically, it was that there are a lot of folks who are going to come and going to enjoy it. A lot of folks are really embarrassed to have to come and have, and they were seniors, and they were talking about the things that seniors have at that point of life sometimes that causes them to not want to admit up to the fact that they don't want to sit there, they don't hear the well, they should, they have, you know, they have these other things. But there's also a whole bunch that came and said, we want to do this, so don't take it away carte blanche, but just give us a graceful opportunity to bow out of an embarrassing situation in front of a jury's and attorney's question about how they feel about life, you know. So that was the thrust of the discussion. So we got the best wisdom there, those that want to come. This gives them a graceful way out of a situation.
The bill doesn't remove people over age 70 carte blanche, I believe is what you phrased it.
No, sir.
You must request it.
Representative Mason probably had that same understanding, but maybe that cleared it up.
You have blank peanuts.
Blank.
Blank.
So those were the meadow muffins that were cooked.
No. Representative Bauman, was it? Further discussion, Representative.
Oh no, Manic, I have one. I think Representative Brown is covered. Is carte blanche a credit card in Eastern Oregon?
No, it's when you got a cart and you're hauling potatoes in it. It doesn't have any potatoes in it. That's called a carte blanche.
Actually, the French would pronounce it blanc.
Blanc.
They don't use it for potatoes.
The Grandites say blank.
And the Mexicans call it carta blanca beer.
Is there a question I can call for?
Television link, so we're not just here, we're throughout the building.
Okay.
We don't have the boom boxes we had here earlier in the week. Further discussion?
We haven't gotten to the best part yet.
All right, please call. If not, this one's ready to go. Call the roll on House Bill 2837.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Yes.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
No.
Oh.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Mason. Votes aye. Representative Parks, would you care to cast your vote on House Bill 2837 before I drop the gavel, which would require courts to excuse people over 70 years of age who prefer not to serve as jurors to be
excused? I vote yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Parks votes aye. House Bill 2837 is passed to the floor. Due pass recommendation. Representative Johnson, please. please carry the bill along with, I'm sure, the able assistance Representative Markham. Close the work session, House Bill 2837. Open the work session, House Bill 3349. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, current state and federal laws make a property owner responsible for cleaning up hazardous wastes on their property. This bill recognizes that some owners are different from others, specifically lenders who foreclose on property and then try to resell it, and people who own property for others, such as receivers. Under this bill, they aren't liable for hazardous wastes on the property unless they do something to cause that problem. The bill also encourages cleanup efforts by limiting liability for lenders and fiduciaries to gross negligence when they try to clean up property. The evidence presented to the subcommittee was that by limiting liability, it would encourage cleaning up of what would otherwise become abandoned hazardous waste site, which the public must then to clean up. Under federal law, lenders and fiduciaries still remain liable. There are -1 amendments that were prepared as a result of the subcommittee that need to be adopted at this point.
That guy. All right. Further discussion. House Bill 3349. Representative Mannix.
I move the -1 amendments.
Thank you,
Representative.
Mannix moves the -1 amendments. House Bill 3349. Discussion on the -1 amendments. Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none. They are adopted. Is there a further motion on the bill as amended? Representative Mannix?
I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 3349 as amended to the floor. Due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Cesari?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3349 is passed to the floor. Due pass recommendation, Representative Mannix.
I'm off lieutenant. I'm off trying to get along.
Thank you. Close the work session, House Bill 3349.
Get out of here before the...
Open the work session on House Bill 3348. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, in response to recent environmental accidents, including the spill of the Exxon Valdez, Congress passed the Oil Pollution Control Act of 1990. One of the provisions of this act includes a limitation of liability for people who respond to oil spills. Several states have recently adopted identical or similar provisions to the federal legislation. House Bill 3348 follows closely the federal statute. The bill exempts oil spill responders other than parties responsible from the spills for liability, except in the cases of wrongful death and also where the party's conduct was reckless or grossly negligent.
Thank you, Council. Further discussion, House Bill 3348. If not, clerk will call. Oops, we haven't had a motion yet. Probably ought to have one of those.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 3348 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 3348 to the floor. Due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Clerk, call roll. House Bill 3348.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Cesari?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3348 is passed to the floor. Representative Bell, please carry this bill on the floor. Thank you very much. Close work session on House Bill 3348. Indicate for the interest of the committee that Charlie Williamson did not oppose this measure. Kind of
that's
a hallmark.
Number one.
Came out of the civil subcommittee with his approval.
Nor did Frank Bronner.
Well, not his approval, but he wasn't against it. Open the work session on House Bill 3165. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, state and federal laws regulate the conduct of people as they collect on consumer debts. Federal definition of debt and debt collectors are rather broad, but have been construed to include the collection of bad checks. Oregon law creates what is a rather unique exemption from the definition of debt collector which excludes persons who attempt to collect on dishonored checks. House Bill 3165 removes that exemption from the Oregon statute.
Thank you, Assistant Learned Counsel. Is there a discussion on House Bill 3165? Representative Parks? Representative Parks moves House Bill 3165 to the floor. Do pass recommendation.
Thank you for allowing me to do that.
Thank you, Judge Parks. Further discussion. House Bill 3165. Hearing none. Clerk, call roll. House Bill 3165.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
No.
Aye.
Bellman?
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
No. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Cinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3165 is passed to the floor. Representative Clark, please carry the bill on the floor.
Yes.
Thank you. Close the work session. House Bill 3165. I'm going to go to the skip one. Go down to House Bill 3112.
Now, wait a minute.
3112, if the members can follow along. Open the work session.
I'm going to sick all my dog lovers.
Stop pounding the chair on that.
Think about that term.
Counsel.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, in 1983, when the statutes were amended to insert provisions regarding drug and alcohol assessment and treatment programs offered by the courts in DUII convictions and diversion programs, it was stated at that time that the court-designated programs should be separate programs for the purposes of assessment and then for treatment in order to avoid a potential conflict of interest. Since that time, some programs and some courts want the ability to try to do a joint program so that a person who enters into an assessment program can complete that within a treatment program. What this bill does is allow a county the discretion to enter into a contract with a single provider and establish pilot projects to begin to see if that alternative will work.
Thank you, Council.
Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion. House Bill 3112, Representative Mannix.
I move the bill without any amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 3112 to the floor. Due pass recommendation. Further discussion. Hearing none. Clerk will call the roll. House Bill 3112.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
I advise right here.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Animal dealers.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Cinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3112. Pass the floor.
Oh, bless me.
Representative Mannix.
Thank you.
Thank you. Close the work session. House Bill 3112. And now.
We're taking names.
House Bill 2660. Open the work session. Learned trainer.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, before we go into an explanation of the bill, I'd like to give some legislative history in regards to this bill and the contest that's currently underway. This session, a decision was made to have each staff measure summary have a working title and to also really reformat the staff measure summaries that now go to the floor. This bill, as members will recall, was heard last session and at that time was known as the pet theft bill. Given the requirement of staff to give these things working titles, my esteemed co-counsel started this by calling this the Lassie Larceny Bill. Things have a way of taking on a life of its own, and we have now presented to the committee a list of about 30 choices where the committee can vote on what they want to now call this bill for the 1991 legislative session, and the name that gets the most amount of votes will then be inserted in the top in our new section under the working title.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
Will there be an opportunity for a minority report on the
on the name?
On the name.
I'm sure there will be.
Several.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Bryan.
I would just urge favorable consideration because given the reputation of this committee, tough on crime and so forth, that we've already taken care of the horses. I think if we can take care of the cats, dogs, and monkeys, it'll kind of soften our image and at least move us to the tough love committee standard.
Thank you.
Is that a category?
Sure.
A what?
Or a dog category.
Representative Baum?
I'd like to move amendment to the bill to bring into play the possum rescue squad.
Possum rescue?
Mr. Chair,
it's Friday.
I move House Bill 2660.
Wait a minute. Did we do that dash four? Do you want to do the dash four amendments, Representative Clark? Thank you.
I move the dash four amendment.
What happened? Can we get an explanation to Representative Park's hair before we move?
The next one.
West poodle style?
Representative Park, move the dash.
Little yuppie, so yuppie, so yup, yup, buddy.
Oh, where are we?
Dash four amendments to House Bill 2660 have been moved. Are there discussion? Are there objections to the adoption of the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there further motion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2660 as amended with the title of Morris misappropriation to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman.
This is not a yippee bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry. Representative Mason?
I would amend Representative Clark's motion to send it to the floor due pass. However, I would like to approach this in somewhat of a Hollywood Squares motif and have, as each member announces his or her vote, have to also announce his or her choice.
Mr. Chair, we consider that a friendly amendment tonight.
Thank you.
Motion.
Further discussion on the bill, which shall remain titleless for the moment. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll. House Bill 2660.
Can I ask Holly to keep track of titles?
Yes.
Yes.
Representative Baum?
Yes. Pussy piracy, I guess.
Can you go off the addendum as well as...
Did yes.
You all get... You all,
yes. Yes, you all should have an addendum. Fine. There is one final addition. John Latimer of the Fiscal Office had a recommendation, and he thought we should call this the Got Spot Bill.
Got Spot?
Got Spot Bill.
Got Spot Bill.
So we do have one other title to go on the addendum.
Yes?
And then Representative Baum can vote. Got Spot should come up.
You want to... No, that's fine. That's fine.
There's lots of opportunities for everyone else.
Thank you.
Representative Bellman?
Aye. Got Spot.
Okay. I got Spot.
Representative Bell?
Bell votes aye for pet poaching.
Pet poaching.
Representative Bryan?
Out of due respect for my Eastern Oregon friends, I'd say aye for rover rustling.
Representative Clark?
Aye for Afghan abduction.
Representative Edmondson?
Isn't that a blank?
Aye, and I'll vote for hot spot.
Oh, hot spot.
Representative Johnson?
That's good.
Very original. Creative.
Well, recognizing that we have to make some kind of consensus here, I'm going to join my colleague from the northeastern corner of the state with pussy piracy.
Oh. Representative Mannix?
Aye. Pet poaching.
Representative Mason?
Aye, and with all due, maybe I should defer to the senior member, but you pointed out, and it's with great trepidation I try to pronounce it.
Be careful. Carte blanche?
These are your constituents.
Carte blanche? They do?
No, this is just a fancy dog, but I believe
it's Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu Shanghai.
Representative Parks.
He abstains.
I'm glad you did.
That poaching just comes so natural where I live. I think that's what I want.
Representative Cesari.
My Yorkie yanking.
Chair Miller.
Oh, Peter.
Break the tie, Mr. Chair.
No, I'll vote aye on the bill and, gosh.
right at the end.
You can only pick one.
Snoopy snatching. The bill has received the required number of votes to be sent to the floor due pass recommendation and close the Representative Mannix. Okay. Close the work session, House Bill 2660. Representative Mannix, you will
carry
this.
What's the verdict?
The final...
We had two.
There were three for pet poaching.
Three for pet poaching.
Hey, I keep vote counts here.
Mr. Chair, are we going to recommend the same...
Pet poaching?
Are we going to recommend the same procedure on the floor?
Certainly.
I don't know how...
Parks and Bell and Mannix all voted for pet poaching.
How much further these committee staff reports will be circulated.
We'll go to the floor without a vote.
And I just, for all those watching and all those out there, it's not the usual kind of Friday session we have here, but, Peter Courtney a while back said we don't have any sense of humor here. He should be on judiciary. We should take him one of these.
It's just because when he comes, we don't have any sense of humor.
We gave him a hearing.
Mr. Chair,
Representative
Clark. It may be that the staff measure summaries go no further than this, but I can guarantee you that on the floor, the discussion...